For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Archer, and coming up, the governor signs a new law aimed at stopping spikes in gas prices. The man accused of having illegal guns near a Trump rally says he's going to sue. But first, the New York Mets came out swinging today and jumped to a 6-0 lead before the Dodgers put a run on the scoreboard. The Mets cruised to a 7-3 win to even the best-of-seven series at one game apiece. John Baird right now live outside Dodger Stadium with reaction.
Well, certainly no celebrations by Dodger fans like last night. No way, not after this game. In fact, I think they were stunned to find their team down 6-0 after the second inning. And the Mets hung on for a 7-3 victory. The Dodgers only managed five hits. They blew a number of opportunities, but Dodger fans are telling me this isn't over yet. They've got a long way to go, and they think this team can get it done.
It was a really good game. We had our chances. We just didn't.
Let's go, Mets.
We didn't take care of the opportunities.
Yeah, they didn't deliver when they had the bases loaded, like Kike,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
And then even in the bottom of the ninth, they had two on and no out.
Yep. We had our chances. It was a good game. It was watched.
Not New York.
New York's a good team. We're still going to win.
Going back there, we'll see.
I think we're going to win two out of the three.
All right. How about you?
Same thing.
Fans keeping up the faith. The series shifts to New York for game three on Wednesday. And then, if necessary, it'll come back to L.A. for the final two. And fans are hoping that the Dodgers can actually get it done in New York by sweeping all three.
Thanks, John. Governor Newsom's now signed a new law aimed at curbing spikes in gas prices. The measure requires oil refineries to keep more supplies in reserve. The governor accused the companies of rigging the prices and treating Californians with contempt.
They've been manipulating you. They've been lying to you. They've been playing you over and over and over again. And every single one of you, every single person reporting on this, every single person in front of the camera, behind the camera, you have been screwed by these companies. Not complicated. And forgive me for being so pointed. It's exhausting.
A reporter asked him if this is a move for electoral gain.
It's not about politics. This is literally about you and me. It's about everybody. I don't like bullies, Trump, and I don't like people screwing other people, taking advantage of them. I don't. That's my why. Why did I do what? This is why I'm here. I care deeply about the folks in red rural California as much as I do with folks in blue California. I'm not wired like some of these other people.
A storage requirement takes effect next summer. The oil industry blasting the new law, saying that environmental regulations are what's pushing prices up. Well, the man arrested for having guns inside his car outside former President Trump's rally in Coachella Valley says he wasn't there to harm him. Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco says he's not so sure. We talked to the sheriff this morning, and he tells us Vim Miller is changing his story.
To listen to him and his account of what happened, he's just not being honest. So this just keeps getting more bizarre. And all we can do is speculate now, because we did our job and we kept those guns from getting inside the event. There is absolutely no way we know or could predict what would have happened had they been in there. So it's all speculation.
And Miller was cited for possession of a loaded firearm and a high-capacity magazine. He was released. He's not facing any federal charges. Sheriff Bianco adds he would change some things if Trump or another major candidate comes to Riverside County again.
I think we did great with security. We would demand more from the campaign, whichever campaign comes, for the logistics of how many people they're going to bring in. The transportation away from the event was atrocious. There were numerous people angry and stuck there for hours and hours.
And Vim Miller says the comments the sheriff made about stopping this third assassination attempt says that's all a lie. He's going to sue Riverside County. Emily Valdez reports.
49-year-old Nevada resident Ven Miller also goes by the name Ven Yanovkian. He posted a very long response to his arrest on his website, America Happens.
One of the accusations was that I am part of an anti-government right-wing group. That is a nonsensical statement.
Miller said he did have a shotgun and a loaded Glock in his SUV, but said he did not know that was illegal in California. He also said he was invited to the rally by the Nevada Republican Party.
I don't even have a misdemeanor. There's never been a history of any crime that I've done or even been accused of. And I'm sitting here in a jail cell because I'm a Trump supporter, because I'm a lawful carrier of firearms.
Miller is a former LA resident who used to work in video and TV production.
And going back to that comment Sheriff Bianco made about transportation at the rally, people say there was chaos after the rally in Coachella Valley on Saturday night. KNX listener and rally goer Elena Gordon of Fullerton tells us 50,000 people were led out into the dark with no directions. And she says there was little transportation back to the remote parking lots.
There weren't even any buses around. One bus would come by every so often. I saw an older gentleman collapse right next to me. He had people who were already helping him, and I stuck around for a few minutes to see if I might be needed for CPR. I'm trained in that. He was alert the whole time, but was collapsing from exhaustion. That was really, really frightening to see. And I can't help but wonder if this was done on purpose because the mayor of Indio did not want the Trump rally to happen in his city.
And she says, in contrast, getting in was smooth and flawless. Nonstop News at 5 continues. It rolls on, presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text LEMON to 40333 for a free case review. Now, Donald Trump has said that Joe Biden was incapable of being in the White House because of his mental decline. But might the same be true of Trump himself? Mike Simpson and Margaret Crerow got more for our Countdown 2024 show from Peter Baker, chief White House correspondent at The New York Times, who wrote about Trump's age.
You know, you had this recent article about Donald Trump's speeches and the question of his age, and I just want to read an excerpt from that. It said, Mr. Trump has seemed confused, forgetful, incoherent, or disconnected from reality lately. In fact, it happens so often these days that it no longer even generates much attention. Isn't that problematic, the fact that it's happening so often that it doesn't even generate a lot of attention?
Well, it is. I mean, look, you know, a lot of people have gotten used to Trump's rather unusual and discursive speaking patterns over the years. What's interesting is that if you watch the rallies as extensively as we have now for the story, what you notice is that that has changed, that it's no longer just what it was in 2015, 2016 when he first came on the stage. That the speeches today, they're darker, they're longer, they're less focused, they're more fixated on grievance, they use more negative words, they use more profane words. And doctors say, you know, this can be a sign of aging, and yet we don't know, of course, for sure. Diagnosing from afar is always a problem. When Joe Biden was in the race, we spent a lot of time analyzing what it would mean to have an 81-year-old reelected as president. Now we've been talking about a 78-year-old being elected as president. He's already the oldest party nominee in history. He'd be the oldest president if he finishes out a second term.
You talked about how the speaking style used to be and kind of was always this way. He calls it the weave, right? Or some other people have called it that, where he starts somewhere and then he goes somewhere else for a while and does a few things, and then he all comes back and he lands where he wants to. But that is what, going on longer than it ever did, or he's weaving too far in different directions, and it's harder to keep track from one point to another if it ever comes back to the first point he was trying to make.
Yeah, it doesn't always come back. That's right. Exactly. He never finishes, often doesn't finish the thought, doesn't finish a sentence, or heads off in digressions that seem totally unrelated to where he started. In the medical field, they call this tangentiality, and as in heading off on tangents. And some of them can be kind of odd. You know, in talking about illegal immigrants, he gets off on a rant about how today's Hollywood stars don't have enough muscle mass, or talking about Joe Biden being on the beach sunbathing, he heads off into this riff about Cary Grant and what he looked like in a swimsuit. And it strikes a lot of people who hear it as pretty hard to follow. On the other hand, people at his rallies, they do seem to like it. They are entertained by it. They find it sort of captivating in its own way. But a lot of people are looking at this and saying, are there signs of age here? And remember, most polls show that a majority of the public, while they were more concerned with Biden's age, they're also concerned with Trump's age.
The Trump campaign says he's in perfect and excellent health in order to be the president of the United States. If he is in such perfect health, then why not release his medical records?
Now, excellent question. You're absolutely right about that. He's never released full medical records. Even the summaries that have been released while he was in office were, you know, scant in detail at times. Vice President Kamala Harris just over the weekend released at least a 2-page summary of her latest medical results, not a full set of records, of course, but more than we've seen from the former president. And you're right, a lot of people say, okay, if you're so healthy, let's see the receipts. The last thing that they released was like a 1-page, I think, or 2-page letter from his former White House physician, Ronny Jackson, who's now a congressman, a pretty conservative Republican congressman, who basically said that he had been with the president following his attempted assassination in Butler, Pennsylvania, and he was doing well. That was the sum total of his medical diagnosis at that point. So we don't have a full-on examination or the results of where he is at this point.
A Countdown 2024 airs on KNX at 2:30 weekday afternoons and then weeknights at 8. It's also available on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Countdown 2024 and follow the show. Well, the governor signs a new law to rein in those gas price spikes, but will this new law actually accomplish that goal? That's coming up.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back now to Governor Newsom signing a new state law aimed at curbing gas price spikes. The measure will force oil companies to keep more supplies in reserve. And here's what the governor had to say at the signing.
Knowingly continues to lie to the people of this state, our nation, for that matter, around the world. They are the polluted heart of this climate crisis. They continue to lie and they continue to manipulate. And they're taking advantage of you. And this should be universal, 37 million gallons a day are purchased in the state of California, and they have been raking in unprecedented profits because they can, because they take advantage of you. They take advantage of emotion. They take advantage of the fact they have a massive economic advantage. They buy their manipulation. Politicians, industry groups, front groups, organizations that are created out of thin air, dark money that they put in. And they've been fleecing you for decades and decades, billions and billions and billions of dollars. Hardworking people just trying to make ends meet, get to work, take care of their kids, and they're screwing you. They've been screwing you for years and years and years. There's no other way to put it. You can't sugarcoat this. And they lied again over the course of the last few weeks, and they'll continue to lie. And what I'm so proud of is that we stood up. We didn't step back. Everybody here had the courage of their convictions. And they stood tall. It wasn't easy. I mean, we saw what happened here. You see it over and over and over and over again. You see it all across the country. But what you don't see happening across the country is the kind of courage that these folks behind me demonstrated.
Governor, they're blasting the oil companies and continuing on, sounding a bit angry.
Big oil does not have your back, period. Full stop. This is not complicated. It's right and wrong. Been lying to you year in, year out. Price of crude oil goes down. There's no increase in taxes. You're seeing gas prices drop across the rest of the country, but spike in California. And they buy all these ads saying somehow it's California's fault. They've been manipulating you. They've been lying to you. They've been playing you. Over and over and over again, and every single one of you Every single person reporting on this, every single person in front of the camera, behind the camera, you have been screwed by these companies. Not complicated. I've had enough. And by the way, I drove here. I'm not naive. You know, I'm going to be on an airplane tomorrow, I think. This is not binary. I'm so sick of those sort of stale old arguments. Oh, you use gas. Well, everybody uses gas. That's why we want people to stop getting ripped off. I don't want to get ripped off. That's what this is about. You shouldn't want to get ripped off. Look, I wish they would just start playing by the rules.
And Governor Newsom says even the debate over the measure has worked to ease prices with no spikes in the last few months. 5:20, time for a look at your money. Here's Bloomberg's Nancy Lyons.
NVIDIA notched another record high, with investors continuing to be wowed by the AI boom. Shares were up 2.4%. We also saw record highs again for the Dow and the S&P. The Dow made it up over 43,000 for the first time. It was up 201 points, or close to 0.5%. The S&P added 45.75%. The NASDAQ was just shy of a record, up 160, close to 0.9%. TGI Fridays is undergoing what it calls an era of transformation. That means it's closed at least a dozen of its restaurants in the past month, including six last week. Restaurant Business reports the closures were concentrated in the East Coast, Southeast, and Midwest. We're beginning to see the impact Hurricane Helene has had on restaurant sales in the hardest hit states. Black Box Intelligence reports restaurant sales in South Carolina dropped 8.2%. In Georgia, they were down 9.9%. In both North Carolina and Florida, the drop was 4.5%. I'm Bloomberg's Nancy Lyons, KNX News 97.1 FM.
And that's your nonstop news at 5 for Monday, October 14th, presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text Lemon to 40333 for a free case report. Review.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.